Maine Governor Paula Page and other state political figures have been targets of Russian-backed disinformation campaigns. That according to Maine Senator Susan Collins, who revealed the findings at a hearing of the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee in Washington, Mal Leary reports.
Collins says Russian Facebook pages were used in an effort to spread discord during the 2016 elections and continues today. She quoted from posts on a known Russian Facebook page that were critical of LePage.
LePage called up white people to kill blacks. After this statement, we can clearly see what kind of people serve in American government.
But Collins says the messaging found on Russian social media sites are not necessarily consistent.
In August of 2017, Maine's governor was the subject of a positive post on a different Russian-backed Facebook page called Being Patriotic.
These are examples, says Collins, of how the Russians are involved in a substantive effort to influence political discourse in the United States. And she says it's not being in the form of paid ads alone.
Unpaid content posted by the Russians that is clearly designed to specifically polarize and anger the American people.
She and I were both making the same point that this hasn't stopped.
Maine Senator Angus King, who also serves on the Intelligence Committee, says political figures in other countries have been the subject of both paid and unpaid social media disinformation campaigns for years. In fact, King says those efforts are continuing to this day, as evidenced by Russian messaging around this year's controversy in the National Football League.
I pointed out that they were in the middle of the NFL take a knee, stand up for the anthem kind of thing.
King says Congress faces a tough task in finding ways to combat these disinformation efforts, and that it will require the assistance of U.S.-based social media companies to curb the influence of these campaigns in the future.
They will be a part of our election in 18 and then 20. That's one of our big jobs, Mal, is to figure out how do we prevent and defend ourselves against this, because we know that they'll be back.
The committee brought in representatives from Facebook, Twitter, and Google for the hearings, and panel members pushed them to pledge additional efforts to block fake sites and identify the origins of these posts. Collins says these U.S.-based companies have a special responsibility to help protect against outside meddling in the nation's politics. Ed King says Congress can do a better job of deterring such activity by spelling out the consequences and following through on them. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.